Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Wednesday, July 15th, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's tax day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you forgot to file your taxes, you have just hours to complete your tax filing and your payments. Don't forget, if you owe quarterly taxes, you have to pay the first and second quarter by the end of the day today. If you owe taxes from the last tax year, meaning 2019, you've got to pay that today. And if you need to file an extension, you can do so. It will only give you a few extra months till October 15th, and you have to pay any tax you think you might owe. So do that. Happy tax day. If you've got a financial question, what we would like you to do is to send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's what Kyle did. He writes, "My wife and I are expecting our first child soon and are researching to determine the best methods of saving once he or she is born. I'm a lieutenant in the Navy. I've got 8 years of service and plan on staying for the full 20 years. My wife does not work at the moment. The only debt we have is our mortgage, and we were able to max both our Roth IRAs and my Roth thrift savings plan, in addition to adding any surplus into a taxable brokerage account." Oh my God, it's amazing. $500 a month. Okay. Kyle goes on and says, "I invest with Vanguard and my wife with Fidelity, and we enjoy them both for their passive low-cost index funds. We're Florida residents strictly for tax purposes and have no desire to move back to either of our original home states after the military. With this knowledge, I'm considering opening up either Nevada's 529 plan through Vanguard or New Hampshire's unique plan through Fidelity once the baby is born. Are these the best choices considering our background and the goal to provide our future children with the greatest flexibility in attending any college or place of higher education they so choose?" Yeah, they really are. You know, it's been interesting to watch the 529 plan market improve. In general, Nevada is a really good one. Utah, Alaska, Maryland. I think I really do like the Nevada one, frankly, because I like the Vanguard and that you have an experience with Vanguard. So I don't think you can go wrong with that. I would lean more towards the plans that have the cheapest possible investments. And I think that's slightly better than New Hampshire's unique plan. So go for the Vanguard. Very happy.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, Stan writes, "My wife and I are both retired. I'm 62, she's 65. She takes Social Security. I'm planning to wait as long as I can. We get about $70,000 a year in pension, and we've got no debt whatsoever. We have $2.3 million in our conventional IRA. Oh my God, these people are amazing savers. They've been retired for 3 years. They haven't needed to withdraw any money from our IRA. Should we do a Roth conversion? Well, I mean, you could do a Roth conversion. You could start to convert some of the money and pay that out over time. And maybe it's a good time to do it because before you have Social Security, your income will still be a little bit lower at least. But look, it's going to be tough. You've got that 70 grand in pension. You've got her Social Security. So that probably means that you're in the 22% tax bracket at the very least. And maybe you should start to do it with a caveat, of course, being if you're going to do this, be sure that you have the money to pay the tax due outside of the retirement account. That's how it will work well. Okay, this is from Ed, who says he enjoys my column in Newsday. Perhaps you can answer a question for me. I filed my paper 2019 tax return on March 15th, and I had a refund due. As of July 11th, I haven't received it. So I went on the IRS website, where's my refund? And they didn't answer and commented, check with preparer. I was the preparer is what Ed says. Should I refile a copy of my return with a note? Thank you in advance, Ed. Ed, you know what? The IRS says don't refile. I think we're going to get some more information about what's happened to all these paper returns in the coming weeks. The IRS just was not at full staffing levels. I don't think you should refile because I think that's going to be confusing and it's good. They basically are saying, chill out. I'm sorry that this is the anxiety that you have to actually go through. You're going to have to sit tight a little longer. The IRS says, in fact, that's what that you should do. Here's another one about IRS refund taxes. This is from Diane, who says that they mailed their return on, get this, February 18th. And she assumed that due to COVID, it was delayed. Should we have received our refund? Do you think the IRS is still working on paper returns? I don't think the IRS even started working on paper returns, by the way. I mean, I really don't. I'm so sorry that you guys, if you, you know, if the lesson to be learned here is no more paper returns, but it's going to be stinky just waiting on that. I think that's the issue. Oh, God, Mark. Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is from Darren, who writes, I discovered your podcast a couple of months ago and have enjoyed the useful information you share. I'm 56 years old, retired last year at age 55. Since my monthly pension was only going to be about $400 a month, I took a lump sum of a little over $100,000 and rolled it over into an IRA. My wife, who's 58, will retire in 5 years, she'll receive a pension of about $2,400 a month from a local public school system. Okay, she doesn't get Social Security. So besides my pension plan from the private sector, I'm going to start receiving another pension from the military. Wife is going to get a benefit if he dies. So it's a joint and survivor. He's going to take Social Security at age 62. His wife will not be able to receive a survivor benefit. They've got a bunch of different retirement accounts, 250, for, you know, I got a bunch of money over, let's see, let me add that up, 200 in a 401k, $1.3 million. Okay. They need 100 grand before taxes for living expenses. 76,000 of this will come from Social Security and pensions, 24 grand from retirement accounts. Since my wife will not receive any Social Security benefits upon my death, I'm thinking about getting an insurance policy. No, 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 no. Darren, I have a much easier solution for you. She doesn't need that. So here's the deal. She has a pension herself. You need to delay your Social Security. You need to delay claiming Social Security so that her monthly benefit will be higher. That's all you have to do. No annuity. No, 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 no. All you have to do is delay your Social Security. And I don't think her money's going to run out if you do that. You should run the numbers, look at what happens if you wait until your full retirement age or even age 70, but look at full retirement age and I bet it works. Try that out. Okay. All right. Whew. I got nervous about that when I saw that annuity and insurance and oh no, don't do that. Okay. It is hump day. It is tax day. A lot of tax questions today. So thank you for that. Again, if you need any help, just go to irs.gov and file for an extension if you can't get it done. Please, it's not worth it. If you're waiting on a return and you're waiting for a refund, there's not much you can do at this point. So I think we'll know more once the IRS starts processing all these returns, gets back up to full staffing. Mark and I so appreciate that you guys are listening. If you've got further questions, you can always go to the website, jillonmoney.com. While you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's great. Mark curates all this great stuff. He'll allow me to slide into the newsletter if I do something good during the week, but he also chooses from other folks who follow this stuff. So jillonmoney.com is the website. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, please maintain your physical distancing, and do something nice for somebody else today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.